And welcome into the Thursday edition of Inside the Jaguars. JP Shadrick joined by John Osher. We're ready for the Vikings getting there at least.
Yeah, it feels like game week, and it's starting to feel like that regular season feel you want, and I think everybody's excited about it.
Tough practice again today on the Florida Blue practice fields. A couple of the names that were out the last few days or limited in practice were back today, right, Jack?
You know, first of all, it was to talk to players, it was a brutally tough practice out there today for a practice that was without pads. It was really hot. The good news for the Jaguars is they got Uche Nwaneri back, and they got Justin Blackman back. They both practiced full. Darryl Smith was out of practice today with a groin injury, didn't participate. It sort of remains to be seen what that's going to mean for Sunday.
The key matchup in the game, of course, on Sunday is the defensive end, Jared Allen, and the left tackle for the Jaguars, Eugene Monroe. You know, this is a massive matchup in this game both ways, but it can really change the game, whoever wins that battle throughout the day, right?
Well, left tackle versus defensive end is always going to be a key matchup. On this one, when you got a guy with Jared Allen who had 22 sacks last year, it's really key. I think Jeff Loggom is going to go over this on his film room Friday on Jaguars.com, and it's going to be interesting to see how that breaks down, because this is a case where Eugene Monroe has to be able to keep Jared Allen off the quarterback, or it could be a long day for Blaine.
I had a chance to sit down with Eugene after practice today, and he kind of downplayed the matchup a little bit.
Yeah, he's a good player, but, you know, I treat everybody the same. You know, I'll prepare for him just like I prepare for any other opponent, because if you don't treat it that way, you know, you might not work as hard to get ready for an opponent who you don't think is as good, and then you get caught slipping. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to let that happen. I'm going to treat everyone the same, respect every player. You know, he's an NFL player just like, you know, the guys we have coming up the week after. So, you know, I'll be ready for him.
You're the real key to this offensive attack this week, because if Blaine doesn't have time, then the offense has some struggles, right? And that's kind of the weight you carry every week, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's just part of the job description. When you're a left tackle in this league, you're going to play against the defense's best player every week. And that's what makes it fun, because you know you'll have a great challenge every week, and you need to go out and dominate, and that's what I'm looking to do.
Well, for a left tackle, of course, for any offensive lineman, certainly a first-round pick, he'll take a game like this as a personal challenge, and it's a right out of the gates week one. Right?
Sure, and you don't want to package it as a make-or-break game for Eugene, because it's not that. He's a good left tackle. But he talked before the season a lot about he wants to be dominant this year and feels like this is a year where he can make that jump and be known. He's not going to say it. He's not going to come out and say, yeah, this is a big game. But in terms of his perception nationally, in terms of what people think about him, obviously playing a guy like Jared Allen's a big deal.
How long does it take to change a national perception of a guy like Eugene?
Well, it takes playing big against big opponents, and you only get so many chances to play against guys who are known as the sack guys in the league. So for Eugene, you take the opportunity where you can get it, and this is clearly one of those.
And Tony Boselli was one of the best against some big name ends, right? And that's why he's a big name.
Absolutely. He had his game against Bruce Smith. That was a it was a wild card playoff game, so that got a little more notoriety. But if Eugene shuts down Jared Allen, that's a good start.
John, thanks a lot as always.
Thank you, JP.
We'll wrap up the week. Last minute news coming up tomorrow on the next edition of Inside the Jaguars.